I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about what's worse, racism or sexism. So if you haven't heard that, get on over to Podomatic, podomatic.com, under Society and Culture. Also, you can find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. Also, weaintscared.com. Weaintscared.com. That was started primarily because we, as a nonprofit, have certain ideas about our efforts and how we can help change society and help our fellow man. And Flint was one of the first initiatives where we toured and raised money for water filters to send to the residents of Flint, Michigan. That will continue in 2018. We're just kind of mapping out some things. So get over there for the merchandise. Also, weaintscaredrecords.com. Weaintscaredrecords.com. Weaintscaredrecords came out of We Ain't Scared. The tour. We met so many talented people. We wanted to assist and see how we could work together. And so, Detroit, we have our eye on you for 2018, and we're going to make sure that we continue to work with other talented artists. And as most of you know, we are the most fearless, or the fearless, record label on earth. All right, so Black Lives Matter. Let's talk about that. Thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing it. All we say, or all that company or organization, I should say, espouses, is that please respect Black life. It matters. And if you can't get behind that, as I always say, you are a racist, plain and simple. Let's see what else is going on. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. Got a few notes here. Actually have it on my phone, and I'll try to get through it as best I can, as usual. And so here is today's topic. Why do Black people have to choose between our career or activism? Why do Black people have to choose between our career or activism? Now, this particular podcast came as a direct result of a Facebook exchange conversation. Nothing negative. It was just, it got me thinking, you know, Black people are the only group or race of people on the planet that has to choose one thing or the other. We can't have multiple interests. You know, we can't fight for something socially and then somehow have a career. And immediately, excuse me, more recently, Colin Kaepernick kind of comes to mind that they wanted him to essentially choose. Look, are you going to be an athlete or are you going to be an activist? Nobody else has to make those decisions. No, if you're white, you don't have to make those decisions. If you're Asian, if you're Latino, only Black people, excuse me, have this unwritten sort of criteria that somehow we can only be good at one thing, right? And it bothered me because who says and why? You know, that we are very talented people. Black people are the most talented people on the planet, okay? Again, as I stated, those pyramids in Egypt that they still don't know how they got built, those are Black minds, okay? I mean, we have athletes that have minds of doctors, okay? We have athletes that have minds of attorneys. We have athletes that have minds of politicians. So just because you only appreciate us when we're making you money or on the basketball court or the football field, that does not mean we are one-dimensional. Nobody is one-dimensional. Nobody. So why is it that we have to hide or downplay some of our other gifts and talents for your comfort? Like, you can't accept the fact that we're good or we're better than you at more than one thing, right? And that's oppression. That is strictly oppression. All right, let me try to get back in here. So every other race is encouraged to be whatever they want without limits, but somehow when it comes to us, we have to limit our voice, our goals, as I stated. Now, as if multitasking is a skill set that we don't possess. Oh no, you can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, stupid. Now, this is not only insulting, but it is demeaning and disrespectful to our overall talents and abilities, as I said. Now, the world hates Black people to be active against our own oppression. And as you know, if you listen to these podcasts, I'm very vocal about, no, you need to speak up. When somebody's trying to shut you down and prevent you from fighting against your oppressor, you need to double down on speaking up. And it doesn't matter where it is. You know, white America will do its best to try to intimidate Black people into not speaking up because they're dangling this carrot in front of us. Well, if you do that, you won't get this. If you say that, you won't be able to have this. And so my attitude is, you were never going to give that to me anyway. And secondly, I don't want you giving me anything. I'll earn what I get. You already need to give me reparations, and you can't even do that. If you want to give me something that I've earned and deserved out of your hatred, give me some reparations, right? Pay that. And that's not a handout. You owe it. Pay it. But again, getting back on track here, somehow they can't handle the idea that we can be super talented and be a super activist. The world wants us to just be a one-trick pony, as I said earlier, so that they can control our movements and opportunities. Now, think about this. If you can control, and I'm going to use Black men as an example because I'm a Black man, if you can make sure, right, that Black man is only focused in one area of expertise, right, then you can control the power that he eventually will amass, or you can control the money. Whereas you have non-Black business owners, they have multiple diverse business interests. They may take on social policy, right, or other social justice topics. But it's only when it comes to oppression. Like, nobody has a problem with fighting for clean water. No one has a problem with if there are orphans in the world. Like, you can be a social activist on other things, but you cannot, it's not acceptable to be a social activist against your death and your oppression, right? And that's unacceptable. All right, let's see. Let me see, where was I? Oh, okay. So we're extremely smart and capable of not only defending ourselves, but earning a living and creating businesses at the same time, multiple businesses. Now, the dumb part about people saying choose one over the other, as I stated with Colin Kaepernick, it's like a doctor, right? Let's just use that as an example. A doctor just seeing patients, but not diagnosing or prescribing any pain medicine for them. It would be stupid. You have an attorney that goes to court, right? But they don't argue your case. No, I can do both, multiple things. Now, nobody would tolerate it. The doctor has to multitask. The attorney has to multitask. They have to listen. They have to understand. They have to diagnose. Okay. Same thing with Black people. Look, if you're Black and you're listening to this and somebody has told you just focus on just the one thing that you do best. Look, there's some merits to, look, if you got to get one thing going, yes. And then you can focus on something else once you get that one thing going, but not just only do that one thing, because they're intimidated and they're uncomfortable. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't give other examples of people, of Black men that were able to have a good career and fight activism. Muhammad Ali, I mean, I think he's the most notable, right? In the 60s, and he didn't want to be drafted, and he was Muslim, and claimed that his religion did not permit. Harry Belafonte, right? Sidney Poitier. Of course, we mentioned Colin. Russell Simmons. And then, you know, Carlos, the gentleman in the Olympics, the Black Power Fist. Now, granted, some of these early pioneers of social activism and career suffered a great deal because they did lose out on a lot of endorsements and their career was shortened. But that was because of hate. It wasn't because what they were fighting for wasn't the right thing to fight for. This is what, it just irritates me. You know, it's almost like there's this perception, right? That black men are just trying to find anything in the world to complain about. And then you want to go to, when we talk about stop killing us, stop murdering us, Terrence Crutcher, stop murdering us, then all of a sudden somehow you get mad, okay, that we're fighting for our life. We have a right to do that. So somehow people believe that, again, you can't fight injustice and fight for a good living, but you can. These two ideas do not have to be mutually exclusive concepts or ideas. To me, this, again, is oppression and trying to diminish the black male's influence down to one segment. They don't want other parts of the business world to be influenced positively by black men. Okay, but, you know, my opinion is if the world stole all our ideas and concepts and used it in every area of modern day society, which they did, why wouldn't we be able to multitask and fight to get the recognition and the money back that was stolen? Reparations. Black men are no different than white men in the sense that we are equally, if not more, capable of building large structures, building businesses, running corporations, leading teams, and entities that the entire world would be in awe of. We are more than the inner city that is portrayed. We are more than just black men that are out of work or in jail or getting murdered in the street by law enforcement. We are the most intelligent and powerful people in the world, and everybody knows it, which is why so many countries do their best to steal from us. Africa has been raided. It's continuing to be raided for the last 400 years. Okay, and then you don't want to give us the respect and acknowledgement. When you fear being overshadowed or made to look inferior, you either readily acknowledge it, okay, or if you are insecure and know you can't compete, you hide our accomplishments behind lies and propaganda, hoping that nobody will ever find out the truth, which is exactly what is happening. Activism is a forced way of life based on the unprovoked attack by America with 3Ks over 400 years. And it still amazes me that black people, we have not, or we don't have the power or influence legally, economically, or politically, okay? But we still come against all the hate. We don't have the large groups of politicians that will vote to create laws that will help us, okay? We don't legally, politically. It's not there. So it doesn't even make sense because if you look at it, honestly, we're no threat in that sense. So why all the hate? Because you're afraid that if we do, when we do, there is a ass-whooping coming of epic proportions that you rightfully deserve. And you are hoping that you are not around or you are not the victim of that particular ass-whooping. Now, everybody wants to be black, right? Everybody. And we're the most emulated people in the entire world. And it's our activism that encourages and helps others to be more active and vocal. The world feeds off our black bodies and then denies where they received their nourishment. The world feeds off our ideas and claims they are the originators, which is a lie. I have made a conscious decision that I will be equally as vocal about my business pursuits as my activism until the world realizes that we are entitled by God to speak out for ourselves and defend ourselves and earn a good living. There is no difference. I can't take off my black skin when I walk into corporate America. I can't disassociate that, okay? I can't make you see me as an equal. So I can't choose when I want to be black versus when I don't, and when I want to take advantage of being perceived as non-black. So no, they both will always go together. And for those black people and non-black people that cannot understand that concept, you need to search your soul and ask yourself, why would you even question that reality? Black people are starting to realize that the importance of speaking out no matter what, even when the mainstream news media turns the channel on our pain and suffering. Colin Kaepernick, boycott the NFL, boycott the NFL, boycott the NFL. We have to keep talking, okay? And so I encourage all the listeners, no matter what side of the issue you sit on, rethink your position, okay? If you're not speaking up, you need to speak up and fully support Black people fighting our oppressors, while also creating a professional life for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, for our future. Okay, it's not about just right now. Okay, it's about what we can create for the future. Fight, speak, be authentic, be sincere. And it doesn't matter if you're the only person in the room speaking out against hate, racism, and oppression. My brother, my Black brother, my Black sister, speak up. Do not be intimidated about what they may or may not give you. You get it for yourself. You make it yourself, and you win. You win, period. Well, I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.